Make my day. Life is a journey. In this travel, we help others in some way in certain days. Many days, we need help from others. Like guardian angels, people show up in our life to uplift our spirits. It could be a simple hello from someone, stranger helping the grocery line, a driver yielding for your turn on a busy traffic, etc. We may consciously feel their effort and appreciate back. We may simply ignore the gesture if our mind is preoccupied with something else. Make My Day is a series of blogs and podcasts that gives you a break from routine day. Take a break from your hectic mundane day and smell the roses. The roses here are distributed like twice or thrice a week. After reading or listening to these, drink fresh water and bring a great smile in your face. You deserve this. This episode, Looking for the Unknown. Kingdom stories sometimes are better happily lived ever after romantic stories. There was a king in a country who was always restless and stressed out. He has to keep his ministers asking for results and actions. One day, he was walking on the top corridor and saw a happy man sitting outside his hut nearby. He seems to be very contented and was just relaxing on the platform outside his own house. The man was looking at the sky as if he is daydreaming. The king, while he was happy that one of his citizens is relaxing, wondering why he could not do that, and being a king. One of his senior level ministers was passing by. The king stopped him and showed the view of the man relaxing happily in his house. He wanted an answer why one person is so happy and the other is not that happy on a daily basis. The senior minister was not only smart but knew how to handle the answer. He wanted the king to give him 99 gold coins and the assurance that this will not be returned back. King gave those coins. The minister got the very next day very early in the morning before the resident wakes up. He threw all the 99 coins around the front of the house as if someone left loose the bag containing the coins. The resident got up as usual and found the coins on the front of his house. He was so happy to get so much of wealth that he thanked the God for answering his prayers. He took the bag and the leftover coins on the street to his house. He started counting them. When he got only 99 coins, he started recounting again. And again, he has to count because it has to be only 100 coins in a bag. He could not ask anyone to help since the bounty need to be shared to that person as well. His mind became restless. He went back to the outside of house and started searching for the one missing coin. He was not convinced that one will have a bag of only 99 coins. The one coin must have been missed while he was handling the bag. He started walking back and forth thinking of other possible causes and solutions. The resident could never take rest and this one coin took away all his pleasures. The minister called the king to witness the situation. The king realized one is never get contented with what one already has in life. The missing one gold coin is enough to spoil the wealth of 99 gold coins. See you next time.